All right, so hello, my name is Kate, and I run Split Personalities Records. So I put out splits. So currently just doing like 7-inch splits, but I'm hoping down the line that I could potentially do like some 12-inch splits, and or I also have in my head doing like compilations. So I don't know. I love splits. Like, I just think back to like back in the day in like the 90s when I used to go see a band play, and so often I would pick up a split record from a band I went to go see or a band that I saw and I loved. And then on the other side, I got to be introduced to another amazing band that I'd never heard of. So yeah, kind of just like the idea is, I really like collaborating with other people, and being a musician too, I've been in a lot of bands throughout the years, and I've also encountered where bands kind of see other bands as competition, and I don't like that because I want there to be like collaboration and support in the scene, and I want bands to see each other as friends and how they can help each other versus competition. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, like let's all work together and put out some rad music and make some new friends and like help each other. Oh gosh, like let's see here. I've been in so many bands through the years. So like I grew up in Houston, Texas, and the first band that I was ever in was this band called Hard Panties. Yeah. It was kind of like this, I don't know, like it was like really like kind of like Riot Girl influenced and like super influenced by a band called Black Fork. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. They were like a California band that was just like amazing. So if you've never listened to Black Fork, like check them out. Always loved what they were doing. Yeah, like Hard Panties was like a fun thing. It was like my first band. I played bass in it. My friend Shelly sang, and Nick was our drummer, and our friend Buff played guitar. We never kind of really like did like a lot. We released like 2 like demo like cassettes that I have since like recently in the past year or two like put out on like digital like streaming just kind of like as one thing. And the only claim to fame that band ever had was we had a good review in Maximum Rock and Roll in like this like demo cassette column. Cause like the demos we did, we like recorded on like a 4-track like cassette demo, and we didn't know what the hell we were doing. And we like shoved Shelly in the bathroom to do like the vocals. So we're like, oh, like the bathroom seems to have like good acoustics. Like, let's just like do vocals in the bathroom. And I mean, it turned out like, okay. And there's even a track of like halfway through when Buff needed to use the bathroom. Yeah. Like why not? And it's probably like the funniest track on like on the recording, but, yeah. So I mean, gosh, that was like 1995. Yeah, so that was like a long time ago. And then like I've been in like bands like on and off through the years. I've gone through like periods of my life where I haven't been making music or been in bands for whatever reason. I lived in Kansas and Missouri for a while, like in Kansas City, like both on like the Kansas side and the Missouri side for a while, and I played bass in like a street punk band called The Vexed back then that also released a split 7-inch with a band from Iowa called Suburban Scum. And The Vexed used to like tour like the Midwest and like the East Coast like back in the day. Gosh, that would have been like early 2000s. And that was a fun band. And then like I wasn't in a band for the longest time after that, until I moved to Las Vegas in 2008, which is where I still currently live. Moved here, didn't know anybody. Kind of was just hanging out by myself for like maybe like the first like 9 months that I lived here until I met some girls and started a band called The Ex-Girlfriend Experience. It was also just called XGFE. Played bass in that band too. So like that was just like a fun band, and like both of those like women were like really like very like supportive and like influential on me, like on just like being a musician and like encouraging me to like kind of come out of my shell. And so like I appreciate the time that I spent with both of them. And then that band turned into a band called The Seriouslys, which I played guitar and sang in, which then later turned into my current band, The Negative Nancys, that I play guitar and sing in. And then I also play bass in a ska band that's kind of like a new thing called The Flying Scosser. And then I play organ in a band called The Shakewells. So yeah, I'm just kind of all over the place. My new rule in life is like, if I'm going to be in multiple bands, I have to do something different in each band. Yeah, so I can remember the songs. But like, yeah, I need to do something different. Well, like Houston was like really awesome. Like I feel really like fortunate that I like grew up in Houston, because shows were all ages. So like even like at bars, it's like this like bizarre like world, like Texas. Like I could never live there again for like obvious reasons. But like I'm grateful that I like grew up in Texas. Got to see a lot of really awesome bands. And then like when I was in high school, I was part of kind of like this like anarcho like punk like scene, and we were doing like Food Not Bombs on Friday, and we kind of like people were putting on shows at this place called Allen Parkway Village that we also called APV, that was like a government housing project. That there's a whole long story, like if anybody ever wanted to Google like Allen Parkway Village, like Houston, you could look up like the story of that, and how the people that were living in the housing project were trying to like save it because the city wanted to take it back over and basically turn it into luxury high-rise apartments, which unfortunately eventually like happened. But like the original land was like land that was given to the slaves when they were like freed, because it was kind of like swampland, because Houston's built on kind of like this system of bayous, which is why it's called the Bayou City. So the land was given to the freed slaves because it was considered like not good land, but then it was like so close to downtown, and yeah, it's like a whole lot of like racism and all other like kinds of things that go into the story of how that happened. But so we used to have like punk shows there, and then like the money would basically go to the people that were still living in the housing project that wanted to stay there and just wanted it renovated versus like torn down and moved to like other places. And unfortunately, you know, it wasn't a successful fight, but we used to do like Food Not Bombs there too. So that was kind of like the scene in Texas. We used to have like punk rock soccer out in a field, like at APV, where we would have shows like with generators. And like, this is like mid 90s. So yeah, like that was super cool. And then, like, I went to college, which was, I went to college at Texas Tech, which was in Lubbock, Texas, in the Panhandle, which there is nothing there. So I was, like, never really in any bands there. There were some shows that went on, like, at, like, a warehouse space that people rented, but the scene was maybe, like, 25 people. And, like, yeah, like, living in the Panhandle of Texas, like, in the late 90s, like, there was, like, not really a lot of punks there, and people weren't very friendly about it. I don't know if anybody remembers the story of Brian Dennehy that lived in Amarillo, that is like north of Lubbock, but those kind of scenes were too connected. So like that was just like this like bizarre world to live in. And so like I didn't like make music at that time, and it was just like not like a very friendly place at that time to like not I guess like fit in with like the status quo. So then after that, I moved to Kansas City because I was like going to grad school. And that's where I kind of like met a bunch of people and ended up being in that street punk band, The Vexed. Kansas City was cool, kind of like another like smaller like scene. Like, I mean, I guess you would think it was bigger, but like, yeah, pretty small scene in like Lawrence, Kansas and Kansas City, but a pretty like tight-knit scene. I'm still like friends with like a lot of the people that live there and people that lived there when I lived there that have like moved on to like other places. But Vegas, you know, I've lived in Vegas now longer than honestly I've lived anywhere else. And aside from the fact that it's been 120 degrees the past couple of weeks, which like now it's like 104. So it's cooled down to 104. So like, this is nice. But like, I guess like things I love like about Vegas is that, it's kind of a more like diverse scene than anywhere else I've ever lived. Like there's a lot of like women involved in music here, which is kind of like refreshing because like a lot of other places I lived, I've been like one of like just a couple or like maybe like even like a handful of like women making music. And, you know, I just, part of kind of like what I want to do and like what I'm doing with like the record label and everything is I want to, you know, encourage more women to get involved in the scene, whether it's making music, putting out records, like doing podcasts like you're doing, like, yeah, and just like other like people that are just like underrepresented in the scene, you know? Yeah, so like it was kind of like hard. Like I just kind of like had like this like idea. I was like, okay, like I'm gonna start putting out split 7 inches. Like, you know, like I had the idea of building community like with music, but like also like with artists and bringing like artists in to like work on the cover. So having it be kind of like a collaborative thing, and not necessarily like most record labels or record labels that are run for like a business, because I do this like definitely not like at a profit. It's more like a passion project. So like when I started it, I feel like a lot of people didn't take me seriously. Like one, because like I hadn't put out any records. I'm just like this like random person that's like approaching bands like, hey, like I want to like put your band out like on a split 7 inch. And so like when I first started, before I put anything out, I definitely had like some bands I talked to that didn't take me seriously. And I was like, okay, like, you know, I think it's part because like I hadn't put anything out yet. So I'm sure like, you know, that had part of it. And I think also like people didn't like take me seriously, like just like being a female. Like I think that's kind of like part of it is like, oh yeah, like is this like girl like really gonna like follow through with what she's gonna say? So I started out with like putting out like 2 records, which the first one here, it's the Desert Island Boys, which are another band from Vegas, like super cool dudes, and my band, because like I said, I was having a hard time like having like bands like take me seriously. So I was like, I'll just, like, I'm in a band, I'll just put my band on here. And you know, I had a lot of help from like Cody from Asteroid M Records, which is another record label here in town. So I appreciate his help and everything in getting this started. So this was like the first record, which I released that record at the same time as this one, which has 2 other Vegas bands, Boulevard Bullies and Muertos Heist. So once again, kind of like, you know, Cody helped me with this one too from Asteroid M. So I got the first 2 of these out, which were just kind of like to like get the ball rolling, kind of learning how to like actually like put records out, which this whole thing has been a learning curve for me, and I'm like learning a lot, and like I guess like growing as like somebody who's like doing something, kind of like, I don't like to call it like a business, but I guess it is a business because I'm not like treating it like a business, because I'm not, the goal of this is not to make money. The goal is that like each record will help fund the next record so that the bands on the prior release are helping the bands on like the next release, because we're just trying to get like physical media out there. And you know, I mean, nobody makes any money off of streaming things, and that's really how most people listen to music. So bands make money off of physical sales of like records and t-shirts and stuff. So, you know, it's like I give like each of the bands like a cut of the records, and then I keep basically the money that the amount of records that I need to sell to break even on the project. So the goal was that like my money funded the first project, and then each subsequent project will fund like the next release, which I'm not there yet, but I'm going to get there. I believe in myself. I will get there. So then like the third record I put out, which is this one, which I know you know about this one. It's got Discount Vodka and TV Tragedy. So I know. So good, right? Like, story time. So like, Discount Vodka, like Pickle that plays drums in Discount Vodka is also from Texas. And like, I've been like friends with him since probably like 1992 or 93. And it's just kind of like the story of how like, sometimes you just have like those like friends in your life that come in and out of your life throughout, like where you like sometimes you go like long periods of time without talking to them, and then like the universe brings you back together, and then you drift apart again, and then you're back together. So Pickle's just kind of like, he's just been like one of my like friends that's been kind of like in and out of my life throughout the years. And like when he started that band and I heard it, I was just like, oh my God, I love this. Like, I'm just like in love with like Ellie's voice. Like, I just think she's like this like amazing like singer and like guitar player in person. And so I was just like, oh my God, like I have to put your band out on a record because I just love you guys and I love what you're doing. And so then like Cody suggested TV Tragedy, and I was like, oh my God, this is like the other perfect band to go on the other side of this record. And, you know, I just met those guys and talked to those guys, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, this band is like super awesome too. You know, because it's kind of like, I want to find like bands to do this too that are, that also believe in kind of helping other bands and are like grateful and like want to be part of a project that's like collaborative with other bands and artists and things like that, if that makes sense. So yeah. Well, and then the record that just came out, which I'm super excited about, is this one. The Glare. There you go. Okay, so this is the Bore Outs from Detroit, and the Shakewells, which is, I actually play organ in the Shakewells, but like both bands have Farfisa in it, which is just like the best organ to have, in my opinion. So the Bore Outs, like, are just, like, awesome people. Amazing people. So it's got, like, Ko, who was in the Dirt Bombs, and Jay from Suicide Machines. Bunkley, who was in Gangster Fun, and Rob plays drums, who is just, like, the nicest person on the planet. Like, I'm so happy I put this record out just so like I could get to know them better, because all four of those people are like amazing human beings. And I'm so happy that they took a chance on me, like just tiny little like tiny little baby like record label just like run by like one person, like so I'm so grateful that they like took a chance on me. And they're on tour right now with the Dolly Rots, so everybody go see them and support them because they're awesome people and they make awesome music, and I just can't say like enough amazing stuff about them as human beings as well. Yeah, so then also like now I have like my website up so I can take like orders over to splitpersonalityrecords.com. So you can buy all four of the splits there, as well as if you want one of these awesome yellow t-shirts, like, I don't know, like, I kind of just, like, stumbled on, like, this, like, whole, like, almost, like, caution yellow, like, theme, like, I was like, oh, okay, like, Ruckus, like, my friend Ruckus, who's also, like, in the Shakewells, he, like, makes shirts, if you're ever at the Punk Rock Museum, go see him, he works in the jam room, You do. You need to come to Vegas. If you need a couch to crash on, you can crash on mine. But like, I was like, oh, like I need some shirts. And he's like, oh, like what color do you want them on? I was like, I don't know, like something fun. And he was like, how about yellow? I was like, okay, yeah, let's go with it. So I've just kind of gone with like the yellow theme for the record label. Why not? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I am looking into getting distribution. Right now, I'm kind of like my own like DIY distribution. So like, I kind of like travel a lot for my one job. And, you know, if I ever like go like out of town to go to a show, because I also just kind of like to travel and go like see bands I like in different like cities, then there's me with like a backpack full of records, like going to a record store in various like cities going, hey, do you do consignment or can you buy these outright? Here's my wholesale price. So like there are like my records like at certain record stores in California, like Texas. So I'm kind of like my own like one woman like DIY like distribution right now, like doing it like that. But yeah, like I was kind of like waiting like to get like this fourth record out before I started like exploring like further like distribution, just because I wanted to have more products before I put the money in to do that, because it also comes like that at a cost as well. So yeah, like I feel like, you know, this fourth record has been like kind of like a milestone for me. And now I'm like, I have all kinds of things going on in my brain right now of like where I want to continue to take this. So like I think for like now, like I can kind of handle it like by myself, like you know, DIY Kate, like kind of like, I don't know, it feels like kind of like really like awesome. Like I feel like this is kind of like taken me like almost like back to like my roots as like a 90s like punk rocker riot girl, where I'm just it kind of has like a sense of like nostalgia with it that kind of feels really good, you know. So I don't know, I don't know if it'll ever get to the point where it'll get so big to where I would need help, because like right now I'm kind of like handling it kind of like on my own, like fine, but like also with like the help of other people that I'm bringing in. Like my friend Crystal's done a lot of the artwork except for the artwork on the Bore Out Shakewell split, which was done by Brian Walsby, which he's like amazing. If you don't know his art, look him up. He does a lot of like punk rock art, like with like punk bands and stuff in it, and his art's amazing. And I'm like so grateful that like when I reached out to him doing the cover, he like once again like agreed to it for like this tiny little baby like label. So it's like I'm like so like thankful for like all like the support and love like I've gotten from from people just like all over, like working on these records. And I don't know, it's just like amazing. Like, I like building community, making new friends. Like, I've met some really amazing people and made friends with them through the process of putting out these like records, and those people have made my life better. So it's just like, yeah, it's great. Yeah, there's a few bands I have my eye on. You know, and it's like I want to expand too to like bands kind of like everywhere. So like, I don't know, like I'm hoping that like now, like when I start to like continue to reach out to other bands, they'll be like, oh, like this is like actually like a real record label that puts out like records. And yeah, so there's like, there's some stuff in the pipeline that I'm working on and some bands that I've talked to, but I kind of like keeping things like secret until like, you know, like yeah, keep the mystery alive. Yeah, please like buy some records, like us on Instagram. I have a Facebook page too, although I don't really spend a lot of time on Facebook, but please like everybody, like share the record label, like the record label. Tell your friends and bands about the record label. I mean, of course, I can't put out records by everybody. You know, I wish I could help everybody, but, you know, I'm a one-person show at this point. And like I said, you know, I have, like, the idea of putting, like, a compilation out, like, sometime in the next year so that I can kind of help more bands out. Yeah, so just, you know, really the best thing is, like, buy records, share the Instagram, like, tell your friends about it. Support the bands too that are on the label, like when they're out on tour or playing shows. Yeah, like just kind of all that, like make sure like, you know, you're supporting like, you know, people that are supporting others, like let's build some community and like help each other, help support each other. Like really, I mean, that's kind of like the goal of the whole thing. Oh, thank you so much. All right, you too. Thanks for talking. Bye.